All right, good morning, everybody. This is Jay Rodenbach. I'll be running this informal DFT meeting to go over DFT staff comments with applicants and agents for the applications on today's TFT agenda. So I just want to announce too, we sent comments through Smart File Links, a little bit new process, and sounds like a few people were can were having issues getting their comments, and we sent comments in kind of waves this time with the sheer number of cases that we had on the agenda. If anybody has any questions about their comments, you can put the application number for your case on the agenda and the PR number in the chat, and we can send you comments as necessary. I will note that for items 15 and 16, the last two cases on the agenda, that's PR 2025-020102 and PR 2023-009264. We're still getting planning comments to you, but we'll get those to you before your cases come up, because we're going to have a pretty lengthy meeting, it looks like today. So, like I was saying, though, if anybody has any questions about their comments or their memo DFT comments on their memos and them having difficulty getting those comments from the links that we sent you, me and Angela Gomez sent you, please just note it in the chat, and me and Angela will try to work with you through the meeting to get you those comments. And of course, DFT staff are here. We'll verbally go over our comments with you as well. So just want to note that. So we've got 16 cases on the agenda today to go over, and the first item on, and let me make sure we're recording here. Okay. First item on the agenda is PR 2024 010951, aka PR 2024 010617. This is a site plan administrative DFT at 724 64th Street, the West Mesa Ridge development. And is the applicant's team here for this application?
We are. Yes, thank you.
Morning. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. Hi, yeah, we've got we'll try and talk very little because you guys are going to be here all day. So we've got I'm here, Edgar's here, Enrico Grotti from Yes Housing is here. I think Dan Foster's here. Colleen Ruiz from Stantec is here. So our full team is here to be able to take comments or have any additional discussions that we did. We're able to download the comments yesterday, last night. So we appreciate that. It looks like there were just a few things that we need to clean up on our side. Most notably is the lighting, the site lighting issues, site lighting plan. We can come up and put that together. We did have a few questions about process. So we can go over those. I don't think that that needs lengthy discussion, really, just some clear direction from
Never quite.
staff on how to address those things.
Okay.
So, but we're here. Yeah.
And hey, Marcelo, could you pull up the site plan? So, Dave, could you just briefly go over the request? It can be very quick, but
Sure.
sure. Go
Yeah,
over the
this
request.
is 128 units, multifamily development. It's workforce housing. Funded in part by the city of Albuquerque and also by the state. This is the corner. So CORES is not bounding this site, but it is bounding the overall site, which is a replat effort that's going through the DHO currently. The site is on the northwest corner of 64th Street and Glen Rio on the west side. Yeah, pretty straightforward.
All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Let's go through DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority. Bob?
Good morning. This is Bob Kane with the Water Authority. Our comments are in provided in writing. Availability statement 250-205 provides conditions for service. We have a public line extension required for the overall development and must be constructed or financially guaranteed prior to final
Never
sign
seen
off.
anything from this one. There's
Please
nothing
include the
like
required infrastructure on the infrastructure list. Currently, the infrastructure list only includes private infrastructure. And make sure that it matches the availability statement. And then the utility plan are standard comments of provide a utility plan that provides the location of the proposed services, shows the existing public water and sewer mains, associated easements on the utility plan. We need dimensions. We have comments about trees and parallel fences, sidewalks within the easement. And then we have a couple of notes that we add to the master utility plan regarding cross connection and pretreatment. Do you have any questions on that?
So, thank you for those comments. Actually, I haven't seen those. I don't think they were included in the two waves last night. So, if
Right.
there's a way that we can get a hold of those, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Dave, we just sent, so Angel Gomez just emailed all applicants and agents the Water Authority comments. We sent a link
Awesome.
to you guys just maybe t like right before the meeting started. So
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
check your inbox. If you didn't get the message, please let us know. But we emailed all you guys links to Bob and
Exactly.
David's comments.
Okay, great. Thank you. Do you want to go through comments first, or do you want to address our questions as we go?
Are you talking to me or Bob?
Yeah, to you, Jay.
I'm
Sorry.
sorry to interrupt, but I have a real important question. Where the heck is the agenda for this meeting? Because Spruce Park Neighborhood Association got a notice of the meeting from Consensus Planning that took us to the city's website for the development
Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am,
DFT, and
ma'am.
there is no
This is
agenda
not a
on your
public hearing.
DFT.
This is because the agendas are not posted because these are not formal hearings. These are meetings between DFT staff and applicants and agents to go over our comments with the applicants and agents. This is not a public hearing like the EPC or the ZHE or the DHO.
So there's no reason for a neighborhood association to be here.
You're free to attend, but this is not a public hearing. If you have comments for your case, I welcome you to bring up your comments with the applicants team, but we do not post our agendas online because these are not public hearings.
So I guess I'm just confused as to where to send those comments because there's not a whole lot of information. Because yes, we have comments and questions.
So I'll put into the chat our general email for our division, and you can send your comments there. Since you're here, like I said, you're free to bring up your comments, questions, concerns in the meeting. We can allow that. But I'll put into the email here our email.
Okay, thank
Bring
you.
to the
Sorry to interrupt. Don't mean to disrupt the process. Just trying to figure it all out.
No problem. I just put in, you can send your comments, man, to the email I just put into the chat. You see it?
Yep. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
So, what was your question?
So, relative to items on the infrastructure list, so the infrastructure list, as my understanding, is to be approved or accepted through the DFT. Does it just live with the DFT application? Or are there, so for example, we need to address Bob's comments from Water Utility Authority and make sure that we have addressed all those. Do we send then the infrastructure list back through via email back to Bob for him to review?
So, Dave, make sure upload it to your application and ABQ plan,
Yeah.
and then email me, Jacob. You know Jacob Boylan, his
Sure.
email.
He's
Email me
awesome.
and Jacob and Angela Gomez
Okay.
a copy of the revised infrastructure list, along with any additional submittal items that you. Or need to submit to address DFT comments on this application.
Awesome.
It's helpful. The formal way to do it now with ABQ Plan is to upload your revised submittals to ABQ Plan, which we need you to do. But it's also helpful with supplemental submittals to just email staff as well. Also include that PLN DRS email too. So email PLN DRS and email me, Angela, and Jacob. And just note that it's a supplemental submittal to address DFT comments from the September 17th DFT meeting, just so that we'll know the last time we met with you. And we'll stick it on, we'll stick your case on the nearest DFT agenda that we can.
Wonderful.
Just make sure to get that supplemental submittal to us about a week early, because we get our draft agendas out on Wednesday. And so we need that supplemental submittal by really ideally that morning to get it on the next agenda.
Okay.
And Dave, we can go over in a quick offline meeting and straighten out the availability statement as it relates to private versus public and the need for a sewer extension in Hanover when the second phase comes. So that's what's
I appreciate that. I think what we'll do on that, Bob, is include Stantec since they're the ones that are putting the infrastructure list together, right? And have generated the utility plan. So just to make sure that we've got everything covered. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bob. All right, let's go to hydrology comments next. Is it Anthony?
Yes, it is. Hydrology does have an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with the engineer stamp date. Well, there's no stamp date, it was conceptual. Hydrology needs to approve the final grading and drainage plan prior to building permit. And hydrology has no objection to approval of phase one of the development. Thank you.
Hi, Anthony. Thank
Yeah.
you.
All righty.
Appreciate it.
Got it.
All right. Let's go to transportation comments next. Did we find Sertiel, Ernest?
I don't think so. I just looked through and it doesn't look
All
like he's
right.
here, so
He is not there, back there, so I don't know if he's upstairs or remote.
It's okay. I'll just do it myself. Okay, so transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated July 10th, 2024. There's a TIS that is in process. It's mostly approved, just needs little final touches, so we're good with that. And so we have no objection. As a reminder, a full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
Wonderful. Ernest, thank you. I appreciate you very much. Can I ask just procedurally, again, a full TCL, is that, and this is an ABQ plan mostly, we
You
need
know
to
what?
submit. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's like I was re I had one of my people I'm training him to handle the DFT, and he didn't realize that subdivisions, we only ask for the conceptual so we can get the layout. Subdivisions, we don't do full TCL, so you're good.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ernest. All right, let's go to code enforcement comments next. Jacob?
So good morning. This is Jacob. I will be delivering code enforcement comments for this portion. So I'm just going to go through Jeff's comments. If we have any specific questions, we can try to answer them, but otherwise,
Great.
it's probably best just to reach out to Mr. Palmer. So, number one, insufficient information provided on light fixtures to show compliance with IDO 5-8E. Provide light fixture types and detail sheets to show how the light fixtures meet required cutoff angle requirements for building mounted and pole mounted lighting. Provide detail sheet of light poles giving height limited as per IDO table 581. Number two, insufficient information provided on light measurements necessary to show compliance with light trespass requirements as per IDO 58F4 light trespass. The property is designated as an LZ1 light zone as per table 582. Please provide light trespass sheet and photometric site plan showing how total illumination from interior and exterior light sources complies with light trespass requirements. as per IDO section 5.8.4. The lighting plan should show the light trespass measurement at the property line to confirm compliance with the limits shown in section 5.8.4 and table 5.8.3. And then all signage must be submitted separately for approval and sign permit and must meet all requirements of the IDO overlay zone CPO2, IDO section 5.12 signs, and table 5.12.3. Code enforcement has no further comments at this time.
Great. Thank you, Jacob. I'm assuming then a photometric study with the light fixtures, the same procedure, we'll send that to, or the plenders, upload it to the ABQ, send an email to you and Jay and Angela, and then also code enforcement, I'm imagining as well, right?
This is Jay. So I'll jump in here. Sorry, Jacob. So just along with the revised infrastructure list, you just need to submit everything together. I mean,
okay.
You can split everything up in ABQ plan if you want, but when you email us in Planders, the submittal, please just, I'd say
the
just
whole
include
thing.
It in a link, or
Got
maybe
it.
Maybe have a comment response letter separate, but that's something else to remember too, is if you can, please detail in a comment response letter how you've addressed DFT comments. It'll make it much easier for us to confirm what comments we have been addressed. So please include a comment response letter. And regarding the lighting plan, we've had some really good ones submitted. We can help you out with, providing you some examples that have been submitted previously that we thought were, that address those requirements really well.
Great.
We'll be happy to help you out with that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Jake, is that it for Jeff for code? Thanks. All right, let's go to Parks next. Hannah?
Good morning. This is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. City Forestry had some comments on the tree species that were selected for the site. There's like 5 or 6 of them. I've listed them on the comment memo, and we don't have any other comments other than those. Let us know if you have any questions. You could send those to us. If you make the changes, you could send it to us separately, and we could review and approve it.
Awesome. Thank you, Hannah. I did get those comments. I'll pass those on to Danny, and I'm certain that he'll be thrilled to death.
That's true.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Hannah. All right. And let's finish up with planning. Jacob.
Back with planning comments. I'm going to skip over the outdoor lighting. I think we're kind of in agreement on that.
Yeah.
So an infrastructure list is included with the site plan. Once the site plan is approved by DFT staff, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement based on the DFT and city engineer approved IL must be submitted prior to final sign off of the site plan. And then a recorded copy of the plat for PR 2024-010951, minor PLT 2025-0043 must be submitted prior to final sign off. Site plan.
Thank you.
Signature block must be added to the site.
Correct.
Plan sheet.
Correct. Correct.
And that's all my comments.
All right, thanks, Jacob. Did you mention to Dave that we got that plat that we need to get approved by the DHO first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's coming back the next week, right, Dave? 24?
That's the plan. So we now have all the line work in on the survey, on the actual plat survey. The earnest comments were correct. We need to dedicate right away where the corners are and in the sidewalks, because of the corner on 64th and Glen Rio. That changes the meets and bounds. It changes the legal description. So the surveyor has had to re-sign the plat. It needs to go through the channels to the city surveyor and then to all of the other signatures on there. We are planning to turn it in to you all on Friday. I'm not certain that we'll have all signatures before Friday, but we did have all the signatures on the previous plat, we're hoping that the DHO would be able to review it, knowing that there was signatures already in place. With this additional information, it shouldn't change things substantially.
Hey Jacob, did we ask them to get utility and AMAFCA signatures and city surveyor and surveyor signatures on this plat?
I'd have to go back and look at my comments. I'm sure. I don't think we asked for yes.
So Dave, so I know Ernest had comments on right-of-way dedication that you had to address, correct? In the
Correct.
plat.
Correct.
You don't necessarily, considering that it doesn't hurt to get the signatures on the plat that you have. And Ernest, you can jump in here. If you feel like they need to go back to all the utility companies and AMAFCA, city surveyor, I could see the city surveyor needing to sign this again. But I don't see the nexus for the utility companies unless you're revising easement information. I don't, it doesn't hurt. Again, if you've already
Sure,
started the process, Dave,
sure,
and you're
sure.
down that road, then that's okay. It's better than not to get all those signatures on a revised plat. You don't When you have a revised plat submittal, you don't always have to get signatures from all the different entities that you originally had to. So, just want to let you know that, unless there's
Appreciate
DOT
that.
staff in
No,
this particular case that feel that way.
yeah, no, I appreciate that. We are going to push on our side. We're trying to push the project all the way through to make
Sure.
sure, and we're going to need all those signatures eventually. But we've given ourselves a deadline of Friday to get this back to you for the next DHO hearing,
Okay,
regardless.
well, like I said, if you don't get revised updated signatures from all the utility companies, AMAFCA, surveyor, city surveyor, I would say at the very least, if you're going to get revised signatures, do get it from Lauren, city surveyor. But I don't think you need to get revised updated signatures from the utility companies and AMAFCA on the plat. I really don't think
Awesome.
so.
Appreciate that.
So if you're missing those, I don't think that's going to keep you from getting your plat through the DHO.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
When there is a major revision amendment to your plat, I know we've required the especially with ease, like when you're changing around easements on a plat, between submittals, and that's where I think that's a situation where we need to have utility companies go and re-sign the plat, potentially, I'll say potentially, if their easements are affected. But in a situation where you're just dedicating right of way to the city, I don't think you need to get those utility signatures or AMAFCA signatures. Again, city surveyor signature is very nice to get. Not sure if it's required, but it's ideal to avoid issues down the road, maybe potentially with that plotting action. But
Sure.
yeah, just want to let you know that.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I just want to jump in, Jacob. So if Dave needs any help with the lighting plan requirements, and this goes for other applicants here for the other site plans, we got some good examples for lighting. Those standards are hard sometimes to show on a plan how they're being met, the Section 5A of the IDO. But we got some good plans that have been submitted in the past, and we're happy to help you guys out, with meeting those requirements.
Awesome. Thank you. I did have one question, and then I want to make sure that no one on our team has any other questions. But
Sure.
yesterday we had discussions about who signs the infrastructure list. And in our case, the owner is selling to a developer. The developer is the entity who would complete the infrastructure improvements, and they would be the entity who would be guaranteeing that work. Is it appropriate to have, in this case, the buyer sign the infrastructure list as opposed to the actual seller or current owner of the property?
Have they signed the plat?
So yes, the current owner has signed the plat.
And is it, do you have this in contract?
Correct.
Then yeah, we can work with you.
Okay.
If it's a contingency contract, then is it a con like a contingency contract?
Correct.
Yeah, then we can, we've worked with you guys in the past. Actually, ideally, and the engineers can jump in here, but we've allowed engineers to sign those as well because they're the ones who are actually creating the infrastructure list in the first place.
Yeah.
So you're an engineer, correct, Dave?
I'm an architect,
You're an
but we have
architect.
Colleen.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Colleen on.
I would even say that, you know, an architect could potentially do it, but yeah, I don't think it'd be an issue if the plat's been signed by the basically the, I wouldn't say prospective owner. It's they're going to be the owner
Yeah, right.
once this goes through. I think if the DFT engineers don't have any objection to it, I'm okay with it in this case, considering the plat was signed by that owner.
Appreciate that. That adds clarity and simplicity on our side, actually.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's okay. No problem.
Awesome. Any comments, Colleen, Enrico, anybody else? Not hearing any.
Dave, I'll add this too regarding the infrastructure list real quick. That we might be able to move on getting that sent out for signatures earlier than you guys come back to DFT. So the next DFT meeting you could possibly make would be October 1st, which we would review your lighting
Lighting
plan,
plan.
any revisions to your site plan, your infrastructure list. If you do get that out to us and we're able to confirm that DFT staff don't have any objections to the items on the infrastructure list, then we might be able to get that released a little bit early in this case because this is a administrative site plan. So we have a little bit more latitude to get that infrastructure list distributed earlier along. Again, as long as our DFT staff are okay with the revisions. Unlike DHO, where when an infrastructure list is attached to a plat or tied to a plat, we really need to wait for the DHO approval to release the plat for signature, to release the plat, to release the infrastructure list for signatures. But because this is the infrastructure list is tied to the site plan and this is a site plan administrative. And I guess I'll announce this too, guys. You know, did all these cases that we're hearing, that we're not hearing these cases today. We're just going over comments on them. They're all administrative cases, just because we had somebody from a neighborhood association come in here. And I want to welcome folks who may have questions on cases, as long as they pertain to the case. They can be granted limited rights to, you know, ask questions. So but yeah, these are all administrative cases, so we have some more flexibility with the infrastructure lists that are tied to the site plan. So yeah, I want to note that. And you know, we'll need to revise if we're going to get you on the October 1st DFT agenda. We'll need that revised submittal by September the 24th in the AM at some point. I'd say by
Okay.
noon.
Okay.
And
Okay.
then for DHO by then. You know, DHO will be that morning, and hopefully we can get your plat wrapped up. And if we can, then we have the ability to move forward with the site plan. We need to get the platting because there's lot lines that are encroaching on the buildings. We need to get the platting approved first by the DHO, and then we can move forward with the site plan, assuming
Wonderful.
everything else has been addressed from the
Sure,
DHO.
certainly, certainly. Okay, back to it. Right on. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Have a good one, Dave.
You too.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.